I'm joined by Matt Gray after this afternoon's 2-1 win against Billericay. Matt, talk us through that winning goal today from the free kick.
To be honest, none of us knew what he was doing. MZ was calling over to Bash and Bobby saying set something up, and it just, nothing was on. So got everyone to think that we was obviously delivering it, and caught the keeper out and got in the near post.
And what's going on with their ball? It seems to just disintegrate. That's Bobby Train, he drags them all over the place.
I don't know. They didn't really set up a wall either, so I don't know what they was doing. So good luck for us.
Took the chance, yeah. Dowse told me on Tuesday, we never scored direct from free kicks. So was there something you were signalling to him as you celebrated there?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. But yeah, no, we've been bad at direct free kicks recently. I've had a couple that have been awful, and then I've had a couple that's just missed. So it's nice to get one in there. So it's good.
And you're at the centre of all our set-piece routines, as they happen, corners, free kicks. How much practice do you put in on the training ground?
To be honest, that's down to Hamzy. Hamzy's... he's one for set plays and everything like that, and every training session we go through a lot of them and stuff, so credit has to be towards Hamzy. That's why we score from a lot of set plays.
I think the only set play you probably don't take are the penalties. You can't really argue with Bobby Trainer's record.
No, I want him off him. I've already claimed it. I told him I want him, so he needs to get off him. He needs to miss one. So I'm on him. But he says if he misses, he's staying on him. Is he fuck? I'm on him.
He's one goal away from 100 goals. How aware does he make everyone in the dressing room of that?
To be fair, not in the dressing room. He's made me aware of it enough times, because sometimes we come in together and he's telling me he's going to write a T-shirt. But I've told him, ever since he's got close to it, he's been shocking. So he's getting a bit nervous getting towards the 100 goal mark.
It's only a matter of time, there's net player of his quality.
Yeah, I don't think it's playing on his mind. I think he's just been unlucky in front of goals. Like, sticky pieces, ain't been able to get out of his feet. Like today, another chance. But Bobby's going to score goals. He scores goals for fun, so...
How big a blow was it losing Adam Thompson so early on today?
It wasn't, it weren't. I thought obviously it was, because Tomo's been different gear recently, but Robbo came in, and to be honest, I know I got man of the match, but I thought him or Hicks deserved it massively, and I thought Robbo was tremendous when he came in.
And when a young player like Rob comes on, do you need to sort of step up your game and encourage him a bit more than you would, say, Adam Thompson or someone like that?
Again, yes and no. Obviously, yeah, because of his age and that, but... We all know what a Robbo's capable of, and you see it every week in training, and you've seen it when he played against Maidstone, and I think Robbo's a very good player, and he'd do well, he'd do very well.
Hello, Fatty Greg.
And when you first joined, you started playing centre midfield, but now you seem to have made the right wing-back position your own. Is that where you prefer to play? Or?
Yes and no. Do you know what I mean? If I asked to do a job in the middle, I'll do it for the club, do you know what I mean, and for the team, but obviously out wide... Get a lot more of the ball, and I think one of my strengths is putting balls in the box and finding passes to put the forwards in. So I think that's probably where I'm more effective in this team. So yeah.
And I just overheard, lurking in the tunnel as I was, that the players were worried about booking something that might clash with a playoff date, and someone said, well, don't worry about the players, we'll go and win the league. How realistic is that, do you think? Can we do it?
That was me. Yeah, no, because we're talking about, obviously, everyone, we want to keep a good team spirit here, because our team spirit is brilliant. Everyone gets on with everyone. We want to get away together in the summer, all together. But yeah, I don't know, it's just, let's be honest, it's not in our hands, it's in Dartford's hands, and all we can do is keep winning, and we can finish second, we can finish fifth, we can finish tenth, but at the moment we can finish anywhere. So we'll keep doing what we got to do. We'll keep winning games, and we can see where it takes us.
It's some turnaround, isn't it? When I first spoke to you, I think it was your debut at Hendon.
Yeah.
We just won to still at bottom, I think, at that stage, and we're now second in the league. It's some turnaround.
Yeah, I think it's all down to me, to be honest. Me and Mo. It's all down to us. Nah. Daz has got some good players in. He's got everyone playing the way he wants them to play. And like I say, because of our team spirit, we're all in it together. So I think that's one of the things that's getting us through it. So it's good.